For it. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. So you had Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2. Amen. And it reads just real simple. I know you're wondering, where is she going with this? Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. And the Lord said unto him, he's talking to Moses, but today the Lord is talking to us. What is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. He said, a rod. He said, what's in your hand? He said, a rod. I got a rod here today. And it's real. It don't look like much. But if you know how to use it, it can do some stuff. You can play, what's that? Limbo. Is that what it's called? Limbo with it. You can take it and make a craft with it. If you're walking, you can use it, you know, to give you some stability. We're going somewhere with this rod. Amen. But it's just a rod. It don't look like much. Don't look like it can do nothing. It can hold a little weight. If you distribute the weight right, it can hold some weight. But it's just a rod. And the Lord said unto us, what is that in thine hand? And we said, a rod. That's all you got is a rod? We said a rod. If you would indulge me for just a few moments, I want to share with you, and as I begin to write it, I got three different topics. And they all gonna tie in together. The overall topic is the power of the word. That's our overall main topic, the power of the word. Subtopic number one is, what are you going to do with what you have? What you going to do with what you got? Subtopic number two, it's in your hand. You already got it. Look at somebody and tell them, it's in your hand. You already got it. As I said, the rod is just, it's just a wood. Our bishop has the shepherd's rod here, and it's that staff. But the rod is used to give guidance to the animals, for discipline of the flock when they get out of hand. And it's a source of strength and stability for the shepherd as they walk through the fields and down the road. See, this rod got multiple uses. It's not just for one thing. But the rod, just looking at it, it's just a rod. If I was to toss it to you, you'd be like, what you want me to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? It's whatever you need it to be, because it's in your hand. It's in your hand. Tell somebody, it's in your hand. So many times we use the phrase, you sitting on money, or you got money in your hand. You know, where my entrepreneurs at? Y'all wave your hand. Y'all sitting on money. You got money in your hand. And sometimes you're saying, oh, I just can't make ends meet. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. Well, it's in your hand. You already got it. You just got to use it. You got to work it. You got to find out the purpose. You got the rod. So what am I going to use the rod for? As Moses, you know, he got his declaration. He went before the bush. We know God spoke to him out of the burning bush, and Moses had doubts, and he didn't know, I don't know how this is going to work. You want me to go back to Pharaoh? You know, Pharaoh is crazy. Pharaoh trying to kill me. But God had to demonstrate to Moses the power that he had. Understand, it wasn't just in the rod. It was in the belief that what God could do. Really, what the rod does, it only does out of our obedience. When we are obedient to what God tells us to, what we have in our hand will work. When we're not obedient, it won't work. It's just there. It's dormant. We're struggling. We're trying to make ends meet. We're trying to, let me help you, help us live right. But we're struggling. Why? Because we won't use what's in our hands. So let me, this is how the Lord gave it to me. The word of God is like a rod. What Moses had and what we read about is symbolic to what we have today, which is the word of God. We have the word. The word is a rod. The word is our rod. How can you say that, evangelist? Why? Because the word gives us guidance. The word will discipline us when we get out of line. Anybody know about discipline from the Lord? When the Lord spanks us, tells you to get back in line. And not only that, but the word gives us stability and strength as we live here in the earth. It's symbolic to what it did for Moses. The rod is symbolic of the word and how the word works for us. But it won't work if we don't use it. If we don't get in God's word, we will wander to and fro. We'll be like the children of Israel when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Lord knows we don't have that long. When they wandered in the wilderness. Anybody got that long to just wander? I think I done wondered enough. Truth be told, all of us done wondered. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. But when we get in the word of God, his word gives us guidance. From Psalm 119 and 105, there's so many scriptures that we could talk. And I'm just talking. I'm just talking. I'm really just talking. I'm not going to get excited. I'm going to try not to. But guidance from Psalm 119 and 105. He says, thy word is a lamp. It gives illumination. It opens up, it lightens us, it shows us the path that we should take. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and not only is it showing to my feet, but it is a light unto my path. So when we get in a dark place, we got to get in the word, because the word is going to give light, not only to our feet, but to the pathway. You know how it is. I remember being little and younger and, you know, back in the day, that area over there by Federal State, it was just all woods, and you'd be going through the woods and you know, you was looking for the path. You looked for the path that was already cut. And once you found it, you knew you were okay, because that was the path to take. That's what the word does. It puts light. It opens up the pathway to where you're supposed to go. It gives light to it. Because, you know, we just stumble and wonder, and we're trying to figure out, is it this way, that way. But when we get into the word, he gives us guidance as to where to go. When we pray, that gives us guidance. But if we don't pray, if we don't seek God in his word, we won't know what to do. There is a way that seemeth right. And see, a lot of times we take the way that seems right. And we end up in death and destruction. It may not be a physical death. It may not be physical destruction. But we may come to a dead end. We may find ourselves entangled in things that we can't get out of. Why? Because we didn't use the rod. We didn't go to God and ask God, God, what is it that you're saying? What would you have me to do? Which direction would you have me to go? Would you have me to stop? Would you have me to go? Would you have me to go right? Would you have me to go left? It's interesting, as I was preparing to get dressed this morning, this wasn't my original outfit that I was going to wear. And usually on Sundays, I go through maybe 2-3 different things trying to make it all work. And I got frustrated with the first one. It wasn't looking right. I was going to wear this top piece, but everything else just wasn't coming together. I was like, well, I didn't want to wear pants today. But I was like, well, Lord, I don't know what to do. And it's something about, I told my, and we know, it's something about being in the bathroom when the Lord will speak to you. I don't understand it, prophetess. I never understood it. Why we get in the bathroom and seem like the Lord, we can hear the Lord so clear, Bishop. I was in the bathroom. He said, get that black skirt. The Holy Spirit said, get the black skirt and get this little black top and put it on, and it's all going to come together. He said, because there's something going to take place and I need you to be free. I said, okay. I put it, and I came back and I said, you know what? That do work. I said, that look real good, Lord. So don't ever tell me that the Holy Spirit won't ever tell you what to put on. He will. He's concerned just that much about us. Those of you in the virtual church, y'all don't believe it. He will do that. I've heard people say, he don't care. Those are the minute things. But if he cares about the hairs on my head, if they number, why can't he be concerned about what I put on? Okay, that's guidance. That's guidance in the natural. He'll tell us in the spirit what we need to do. You know you're not living right. Come up out of that place that you're in. Quit handling the unclean things. He will give us the guidance, because sometimes we think there are things that we're doing that's right and that's good, but the Holy Spirit will say, no, it may be good to man. More, you know, even morally it may be good. He said, but it can be a weight to you. It can become a weight in our walk with Christ. And he will guide us to say, no, you need to let that go. Don't go that way. Don't do that. Don't participate in that. Amen. Guidance. Come on. What you got? You got it. You got it in your hand. We're talking about the power of God's word. How does God's word work? This is how it works. It gives us guidance. It gives us discipline. Oh, Jesus. It gives us discipline. Somebody just go in and holler, discipline. Uh-huh. I know we don't like it. Because we grown. We can do what we want to do. I know how to do this. I know what I need to do. You just a woman. How you going to tell me what to do? But discipline. Because see, we get like them little sheep, think they know where they're going, and they think they see some more green grass over there where they really want to go to, but they don't realize it's really the briar patch. It's got sticker burrows and kookaburras, and it's got snakes, lions, tigers, and bears. and see, the shepherd comes along with the word and preaches on fornication. Preaches on lying, preaches on cussing, preaches on drinking, preaches on all kind of stuff that we want to do. Discipline. And we get mad. Why are they all up in my business telling me what to do? They don't understand. But if we belong to God and we say we his children, and we say we are under the shepherd, which is the under shepherd. He or she is the shepherd. They're shepherding under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit puts the rod in the hand and say, hey, get back in line. Because in the natural, that's what the shepherd does. When the sheep get out of line, he pat, 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 pat. With the rod. They might get mad, but you know what they do to get out of getting beat? They run back in place like, oh, I ain't supposed to go there. But you know what? But then they'll try it again. They'll think the shepherd ain't looking. I'm going to try it again. And the shepherd come right back. Pat, 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 pat. Get back over there. Yeah, y'all might should have shouted earlier. He uses the rod to bring discipline. Because if you are without discipline, if you are without chastening, the Bible says, not me, you are none of his. You are illegitimate. You know what illegitimate, you know. I won't say it. It's in the Bible, but I ain't going to say it today. Come on by thinking, Lord, that's a cussing preacher. No, it's in the Bible. But you don't want to be considered as illegitimate in God. That you just a hang on. That you just a tag along. You don't want to be looked at as one that you're only there for what's good. And you don't want to be named as the one where you can't tell them what to do. Because if you tell them, they're going to get mad. But if you in the body of Christ, if you are under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and the leader that you are up under is following the Holy Spirit, then that leader has all rights to discipline you according to the word of God. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old they are. If your leader, let me talk to somebody real. If your leader is following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, they have the right to discipline you according to the word of God. Why? Because 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We just gonna leave it right there. Oh, I'm sorry. That the man of God may be perfect. See, if we go without discipline, we are not perfect. In other words, we're not matured. Discipline matures us. Tell somebody, discipline gonna mature you. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And see, if we don't get matured, if we don't get disciplined, we're not doing good works. I'm just talking. I'm almost finished. Tell somebody, discipline. this is the power of the word. This is what the word does. See, we want the word to give us houses, cars, more money, a new job, a boo, a boo-ass. We want those things from God. The boo is the man and the boo-ass is the woman. Uh-huh. The boo-ness. The boo-ness. Boo-ass, boo-ness. You single brothers, y'all know what I'm talking about. Look at me like y'all don't know. Y'all know some of y'all wanting a woman. Boy, they quiet in here. Some of you women wanting a man. What they call it with triceps, biceps, and some money. And some ain't said nothing about them being saved. Some women, some men, y'all ain't said nothing about the woman being saved. You just want somebody. Did you say, well, Lord, let them be saved and Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized? Oh, that's good right there. Somebody need to catch that nugget. You need to put that at the top of your list. You done made a whole list of what kind of man or woman you want. And you ain't said nothing about them being saved and full of the Lord. The Lord know what y'all need. You better ask him. What they say, you better ask somebody. But am I telling the truth, Bishop? They want somebody, but they got to have this kind of money, be intelligent like this, and look like this, and dress like this, and act like this. Ain't not one time said, well, Lord, I need them to be saved and full of the Holy Ghost. Just as long as they come. Well, okay, we got the power of the word. See, when we use the word of God, the word will discipline us and it will take. See, you see what the word just did? It made some of y'all rethink how y'all been praying. Amen. So the word, the rod that we have, it brings the guidance, it brings discipline, and it brings strength. I'm about finished, y'all. I'm about finished. Strength. The rod, remember I told you, it was used for the shepherd that as they walk the dusty fields and as they walk the road, it gives them strength and stability. Sometimes they will hit stuff in the road, maybe a rock, maybe they come across something that wasn't level enough and it will cause them to stumble, but because they had the rod, because they were able to lean on. They didn't fall. They may have stumbled, but it gave them stability to not fall. Though you were tempted because you was leaning on the word. You was leaning on the rod. You didn't stumble to that temptation. You didn't fall to it. Strength to stand. Strength to endure. Strength to live right. Strength to carry out what God has put in us. You got to understand everything that we got, everything that we will do, everything that we will be is in us. We just have to get to that place where it's birthed out. We have to, we have to get to the place just like a baby. The woman has the egg. We got everything we were going to get. We're not creating eggs. But in order for the baby to be birthed, it's got to have a connection. It's got to be germinated. There's something that's got to come to it in order to birth it. And everything that God has put in us, it's there. It's just got to come in connection with the Word of God and the Spirit of God to birth it. We can lay hands on you, but you've got to get in the presence and in the midst of God where God can birth out of you what's in you. That takes fasting. That takes prayer. That takes meditating in the Word of God. That takes declaring the Word of God. See the power. What happens to us while we are so weakened at times is because we don't lean on the Word of God. We don't believe the Word of God. He tells us in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." He's going to strengthen us. See, we've got to get in a place where we can get connected with God, that when we are weak, he can birth strength in us. It can be, there's a connection that comes and I got that joke now. I got that connection now. "I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness." See, we're trying to get things in God outside of God. But we can't do it. We've got to get in God. We've got to get in the power of his Word. And when he spoke, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Ask him, what are you going to do with what you got in your hand?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "All of us have been getting Word. We got the Word. We got the Word. But what we going to do with what we got?" Ask somebody, "What you going to do with what you got?" Ask them. Ask them, "What you going to do with what you got?" Don't be scared. "What you going to do with what you got?" You got it. What you going to do with it? As I thought about it, him and that tablet right now. I thought about it as I was making preparation. And I am a writer. And I just like to write. And when I find me a good tablet, I'll buy it. Help, y'all pray for me. Y'all ever think about it? It's the XC brand out of Walmart. Wide rule. XC, E-X-C-E-E-D. Tablets. Wide rule. They wonderful. Don't ask me how many I got. But as I begin to make preparations in my sermon for today, I thought about how much Word do we have? How many of us are true note takers in church? How many of them notes have we actually gone back and read, and not just read, but put into action? What have we done with what we got? I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Ask them, what are you going to do with what you already got?" If we don't get another sermon preached to us again, if we go on lockdown for another year and we get another sermon preached, all of us sitting in here got enough Word that we should be able to live. But the question is, what you going to do with what you got? You already got it. Now, let me give you a disclaimer. That don't mean you stay home from church. That don't mean you lay out of church. The preacher said, "I already got what I need. I don't need another sermon preached." That's not what I said. What I said was, you got enough, but what you going to do with what you got? don't come say, well, the preacher on the Facebook and that church said, "I ain't got to come to church no more because I got enough Word and I can do that." No, that is not what I said. You got to take what you have and use it. And that's in your everyday life. What are you doing daily with the word of God? Are you allowing the word to strengthen you? Are we allowing the word to bring us discipline? Are we allowing the word to bring us guidance? Or are we constantly spinning our wheels trying to figure out what it is that I am supposed to do? What are we doing? You got it. And you know, I understand. I remember back in the day, we used to run around talking about, I need to know my purpose. I need to know my purpose. I need to know my purpose. That's true. That's cool. That's good. But the only way you're going to find your purpose is get in the word. I can tell you the Lord has called you to sing, but sing what? You may take it because really what you want to do is sing secular. And you run out the church doors and you take your gift and abilities to the world. Well, that's not what the Lord means. But see, when we get in the word of God, then we find out and we understand what it is that God has said to us. There is power in the word. And as we speak the word, as we say, in my closing, as we speak the word of God, we have to understand about the power of God's word. See, all of the strength, the guidance, and the discipline, all that comes from the word of God. Isaiah 55 and 11. See, when we speak it, this is what happens. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So what are you saying, evangelist? That when we get in the word of God, it's going to do what it needs to be, what needs to be done. If you need guidance, if you need discipline, if you need strength, as we get in the word, it's going to do that for us. But we got to get in the word. And not only that, but we have to believe God. We have to believe in the word. I've told you time and time again, we got to quit trying Jesus. We can't try him. We got to serve him. Because anything I try, if I don't like it, if it don't move like I want it to, I'm going to put it to the side. And I've seen it. You've seen it. People that have tried God when God didn't answer the way that they felt like he should. When God didn't do it the way they wanted him to do. They walked away from God. That's why you can't walk away from God. You can't try God. That's why we've got to shore up our commitment. Because even when it's bad, God, I'm still committed. Even when I don't understand it, God, I'm still committed. Why? Because that's what you said in your word. If you said it because you said it, you will bring it to pass. It might not come like I think it should, but long as you get the glory, as long as it's worked out, it's okay with me, God. The power of God's word is going to accomplish that which it has meant to be done. So I'm going to leave you with this prayer that we come to understand what God is able to do. That we understand when we get God, we understand that we got the rod in our hand, that because we have the rod, that it's going to work in our favor. God is not working against us. God is working for us. But we've got to understand that this all in God's plan. That if I stay in his word, if I hold on to the word, if I hold on to the rod, it's going to work. It's going to work. So he tells us in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, and I know it's got a little bit to it, but as I was closing out, this is what I heard the Lord say to declare over the people of God. If we're going to make it in this day, if we're going to make it in this hour, we've got to know that there is power in God's word. We've got to know that what I need, I've already got it. That I've got to understand, what am I going to do with what's in my hand? So for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened by might, to be strengthened with might by his spirit, not in your outer man, but in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. May you be strengthened. May you be strengthened. May you receive guidance. May you receive discipline at the hand of God, through the word of God, that no matter what come or what go, that God will be glorified because he's able. He's able to do. He's able to do. He's able to do. I don't care what your situation look like, but I just want you to know that God is able to do whatever we ask of him. As long as it's in his will, God is able. Get in God's word. Get in God's presence. Get hold to the rod that's in your hand and ask the Lord, how do I use what's in my hand? How do I walk it out? How do I carry it out in my life? I don't want to just be a Bible toting Christian, but I want to be a Christian that is living, breathing, moving, and walking in the word of God. You got it in your hands. You already got it, sir. You already got it, ma'am. What you gonna do with it? How you gonna let it work? Are you just gonna let it lay there? Or are you gonna pick it up and let it come alive? Let you become a lively stone in Christ Jesus? Or are you just content that whatever may be will be? But you know, we can order. We can order. We can order what we need according to his word. According to his will, we can call it to be. There's power in his word. Never feel like that you are powerless. Never feel like there is nothing that you can't do. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He said, we are more than conquerors. He said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Ah, you can have it. Why? Because it's in your hand. Hayabashona. And God, because I got it, I'm going to walk it out. Let me help you out. Don't get mad at the process in your walking out. Don't get mad at the process. And walking out. Ooh, I've come to a whole different understanding of some things when God says stuff to us. And we think it's going to happen one way. But God got a whole nother way. So don't get mad at the process, baby. Trust God. Trust God. He going to get the glory out of this. He going to get the glory. See, we want things to happen one way. Especially when we talk about our children and our loved ones, we want them to be saved and we just want them to come to the altar crying. And you know, that's what we see. But when it don't happen and something detrimental or different happens, we're looking at God crazy like, God, what in the world? But honey, don't count God short. He said, because all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. So if you called according to his purpose, then everything that's working, not just for you, but even in your family, God know what he's doing. We don't, but God knows. God knows. So we have to trust God and believe him. I told somebody the Lord had given somebody, I know, a prophetic word years ago. And we've been looking, you know, some things you just hold on to and you're waiting on God to do it. And we thought one time, oh, this is it. Yeah, God did it. No, that won't it. But the Lord reminded me just this week. He said, I did it. I said, you sure did. I went to the individual and I told him, you know, such and such and such. They said, well, now that you mention it, yeah, he sure did. He did it. So what? Why did I say that? I said that to say, keep pushing. Don't get discouraged. Listen, by what you don't see. Just because you don't see God working doesn't mean God isn't working. He's working. And then don't get discouraged by what you see. And I keep going back to this because when we pray and stuff start falling apart and gets worse, then we feel like, oh, God really ain't working. But yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because before they can build a new building, they got to tear the old one down. Somebody need to catch that. Before he can build the new building, he got to tear the old one down. He got to tear it down and clean it away. And then he comes with a whole new. Sometimes he may have to re-pour a foundation. Oh, yes. So don't get discouraged by what you see, because it looked like everything has fell apart and nothing is coming together. And this was like, oh, my God, what in the world? You're not hearing my prayer. Yes, he is. But see, see, when it starts falling apart, don't you run away now. You stay right there. You be the inspector. You stay right there. Because that's not what God said. And I'm going to stay right here till I see what God said. And because he tore that down, that means he got to come with something different. He got to come with something else. Surely, God, this is not what you said. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to my seat. I remember when our children, all three of them, was in three different places. Now one of them was in church. They was where they was. And I used to tell God, God, this is not what you called it. This we did, I'm sorry. Well, I'm preaching. I ain't trying to get in on my sermon. Okay, we did. Me and Bishop, come on. Me and Bishop, we did. We stood in prayer. We believed God. I remember many Sundays coming in here when we were in the other sanctuary, and I would stand and look and just cry because, God, my babies are not in church. God, I don't get it. I don't understand it. This is not what you said. Oh, but I kept praying. I kept laying hands on others, kept telling them about the Lord, and kept telling God about mine. Oh, and look at them today. They all in the church. Woo! Preaching. Singing, prophesying, interceding. You tell me what God won't do. Woo! So you got to keep, that's power in the word. We declared the word. One, we had to put their whole picture in the Bible. Because we were just like, Lord, you got to save this one right here. I won't say which one it was. But God saved them. They working in the church faithfully. And I'll go to them and, hey, pray for me, because I need prayer. Why did I say that? To encourage you to know that it's not over. It just ain't over. And you know what? And God ain't going to tell you it's over. It won't be. It's until it comes to manifestation. You got to wait on and trust God. Declare the word of the Lord and watch what God will do. Why? Because there is power in his word. You've already got what you need. You just got to use it. Don't be scared to use it. Just walk it out. Talk it out. Because the enemy gets mad and throws a blow, that means you've thrown something at him. Pick it up and throw it right back at him. So you want to play that game? I can play that game too. Come on and stand to your feet. I'm finished. Hallelujah. So today, if you know nothing else, know that you got what you need. And it's in your hand. We just got to use it. We just got to pick it up. And we just got to use it. You got the strength you need. You got the discipline you need. You got the guidance you need. It's in your hand. You just got to use it. And even when it feels funny, I heard this. Even when it feels funny when you go to do it, do it. Why am I saying that? Because you are doing something. We're doing something that perhaps we're not used to, and it's going to feel strange. Because your flesh is like, oh no, your flesh is not going to want it. But what you got to do is say, oh no, okay, this is what the Bible says. So I'm going to do what the Bible says. And as I do it the way of the Bible, God is going to make it happen. Okay? That's what came. So that's what I'm telling you. Don't run from it because it seems strange. Because your flesh is going to tell you, oh, no, don't do that. That's the wrong thing to do. But anything that's got to do with God is not the wrong thing to do. Amen? So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. God, we give you glory and we give you honor. For you, oh, Lord, are worthy. We thank you, God, for the word that we've heard on today. We thank you, God, for how you have spoken into our spirits. And God, we receive that word on today. That, God, we know there's power in your word. And God, we're going to use what we have in our hands because we know you have already given us your word and you have given us the guidance, the strength, and the discipline that we need. So, God, today we're going to be doers of your word. As we receive your word on today, we open ourselves and we avail ourselves to the Holy Spirit that he will minister and move through us, oh God, that we won't be resistant to what you have put in our hands. But God, we're going to do it and we're going to use it. We're going to speak it. We're going to walk it out. And when we get out of line, God, allow the word to discipline us and bring us back in line with you. God, we pray for every need in the house on today, every unspoken request. While you're at your seat, just tell God what it is that you need God to do and what you're believing God to do. Come on, talk to him right quick. Tell him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes, God, that thing. God, this is what we're believing you for. God, we lay it at your feet and we're trusting you to bring glory for your name and to work it out for our good. We trust you on today, God.